It's time to hit the road for another Kentucky adventure. Today, Karen Czar takes us to the western waterlands of Kentucky for a day with the Eagles.
It took a little more than 3.5 hours to reach our destination from Lexington, but the drive was well worth it. We got to the boat dock at Kentucky Dam Village, boarded the CQ Princess yacht, and headed out on Kentucky Lake with one mission, spotting eagles.
There's one dark tree in this erosion here, that one dark tree, that oak, go up into the top of that, those two birds are right there.
Nick Edmonds served as the tour's official guide, helping us find sandhill cranes, blue herons, and the stars of the day, the bald eagle. Nick and other specialists helped us find more than 40 eagles on our 3-hour cruise, but the trip can be much more than just finding the birds and snapping pretty pictures. Experts were on hand to teach passengers everything about the wildlife, the habitat, and even a little bit about boating. Tiffany Ogunsanya is a conservation educator with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
This is an identifier, and it has different sound cards, some of raptors, you can even get some of songbirds and frogs. And so if you press a button, you can hear the sound of a specific bird. I'm going to press a button for the bald eagle call. Very different from what you would see in the movies.
That is surprising because you hear that screech all the time, but that's not an eagle at all. What is that?
That is a red-tailed hawk, and almost every movie that you see where there's an eagle, they like to dub in the uncorrect sound, which is from a red-tailed hawk. I guess it just sounds cool or more dramatic.
And at the helm, Captain Paul took time to show the kids how to steer the 96-foot vessel.
Blue is land and the orange is land.
The blue is shallow water, the yellow is land, and the black lines are the what they call the preferred channel. But as long as we stay, we're going back into Kentucky Dam Village here, so we have to stay between the red and the green buoys. Marks the channel going in there.
Eagle Watch weekends have become a booming tourist attraction in Kentucky, and while the bald eagle is the main draw, countless species of birds show up this time of year to nest and mate along the banks of Kentucky's lakes. And while this trip is Edmund's favorite of the year, he says the land between the lakes is the gem of Kentucky year-round.
You're in a region where there's two bodies of water that are separated. However, they make up one of the biggest man-made bodies of water in the United States. You've got the Lake Barkley, and you have Kentucky Lake. And actually, we passed a canal that joins the two. Folks move down here, retire here because of the water. Folks come down here and vacation because of the water. They boat, they canoe, they ski. Folks come down to fish, hike, hunt.
That's reason enough for any outdoor junkie to visit any time of year. Land and yacht tours of Eagle Watch continue through February, and we'll have a link posted on WUKY.org so you can make your reservation. At the end of the day, this trip cost us a tank of gas, $10 each for food, and the price of the tour. Those range between $12 and $90 per person, depending on the package. Since there's a price point for nearly every budget, and you could do the trip in a day or turn it into a mini vacay, we're putting Kentucky's Eagle Watch tours on the Kentucky Adventures bucket list. We hope you'll gas up, hit the road, and join us on our next Kentucky adventure. I'm Karen Czar for WUKY.